الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا، فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين، والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء، إن في ذلك لا عبرة لأولي الأبصار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that the wealth and children of the kuffar will not avail them in any way against the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will become the fuel of Jahannam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أُولَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَ إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. That it is not your wealth nor your children that will bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for the fact, the thing that brings you near, that draws you near to Allah, is iman and a'malu saliha, doing good deeds. These are the things that bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains to all kuffar, although this verse was revealed regarding a specific scenario, regarding a specific case, yet the meaning of this verse can apply across the board to all disbelievers universally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address the disbelievers by saying, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَتُغْلَبُونَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. Say to the disbelievers, those who have disbelieved in Allah, that soon you shall be overcome, soon you shall be defeated, soon you shall be vanquished, and you shall be mustered up altogether and then driven towards Jahannam. And what an evil resting place is Jahannam. This verse was actually revealed on account of the Yahud after the Battle of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one souq, in one marketplace, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Yahud. He went to the Yahud and addressed them by saying, "Then listen, O you Jews, you've just seen now what happened in the Battle of Badr and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated the Quraysh. So listen, O you Yahud, let it not be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts you in a similar way. Let it not be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys you in a similar way." So the Yahud, what was their response to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They said that, "Listen, O you Muhammad, you should not become deceived by the fact that you just killed a few, you just waged war against a few inexperienced people from amongst the Quraysh. So you just fought now and you killed a few people from amongst the Quraysh. Let them not deceive you. In other words, don't become fooled by that. If you were to fight us, the Yahud, then you will realize who are the true and real people." So then this verse was then revealed, that tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time will soon come when you Yahud will also be defeated, and a time is going to come when all the kuffar, you the Yahud and the Quraysh together with you, all of you shall be mustered up together and then driven to Jahannam. Some Mufassirin suggest the fact that there were a group of Yahud after the Battle of Badr, they decided to accept Islam. And they said that we see this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our kitab, the Torah. We see his description, as Quran also says, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognize the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam like how they recognize their own children. In other words, they knew very well from the description that was given to them in the Torah that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true prophet, the true messenger. So after the Battle of Badr, they said, "We are going to bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Then some Yahud said, "No, just wait for a while. Let's see what happens in the next battle." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted victory to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clear victory in the Battle of Badr. But when it came to Uhud, many sahaba were martyred there in Uhud. Many sahaba passed away, became shaheed in Uhud. So the Yahud said, no, hold on for a while. We see in this battle the Muslims didn't win. Clearly it was not an open victory for the believers. This is what the Yahud said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tell them they are playing games with Allah. The time is going to come when they shall also be defeated by Allah. They knew, so Quran in the next verse explains that they should look at what happened in the Battle of Badr and understand and realize from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely going to assist his deen. Because we look in the Battle of Badr, the number of sahaba were very few, approximately 313 sahaba. So Allah says, قَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ آيَةٌ فِي فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَى. Then listen, O you Yahud, there was a clear sign for you in the two hosts and the two armies coming together and meeting. This refers to the day of Badr. فِيَأَةٌ تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In other words, by you seeing the battle of Badr, you should realize that here there is a sign to show you that Allah is definitely going to assist His deen, and Allah is definitely going to assist His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we know that? We see one group, تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. One group is fighting here in the battle of Badr for, in or in the cause or in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other group, they are disbelievers. وَأُخْرَى كَافِرَةُ يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ. The other party, the other group, they are the group of the disbelievers, the Quraysh. They see the Muslims, يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ. They see the number of the Muslims, twice their number with their own eyes. Allah made it such that Malaika came and Malaika assisted the believers and the Muslims after and gained victory. Wallahu yu'ayyidu bi nasrihi man yasha. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He aids, He assists with His victory whomsoever He wills. So in other words, if you have to see this incident, you should realize the fact that Allah is definitely going to assist His deen. Inna fi dhalika la ibratan li ulil absar. Indeed, in the above mentioned discussion, there is a lesson for all those people who have vision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آخر دعوانا.